Why is asset protection significant?
You know, it's so funny that you mentioned that, because that's something that I hear time and time and time again, whether it be at my seminars, whether it be at my law office, whether it just be out there talking with other small business people. A lot of times there's that misconception that unless you have a significant amount of assets, and whatever that might be, whether it's $1 million, $5 million, $10 million, wherever you are, one thing that I make sure that people know right from the beginning is that everybody, no matter how much money you have, you worked very hard to get where you are today. You want to make sure that somebody has to work 10, 20, 100 times harder than you did to make it if they're wanting to take it. Now, along those lines, sometimes I'll tell people that for those that have less in assets, they may even need more legal entities. And we're going to be talking about legal entities and how legal entities can protect your assets. But oftentimes at my seminars, I'll say, write this down. This is something you'll want to know. The lower your overall net worth, the more entities you may need. And people find that where it sounds crazy. However, I give this quick illustration that I say, think about it. Let's say that you've got a total net worth of $150,000, and then you have some rent houses that total maybe $120,000. Well, if you lost that one rent house, that would make a definite huge impact on your overall net worth. Well, let's say somebody that has a net worth in $5, $10, $15 million range, if they lost $120,000, $125,000, that doesn't really materially alter their quality of life. You see, the difference is, from a percentage standpoint, you've got to make sure that you isolate assets into individual entities so you can insulate those assets from other liabilities that may arise from your other assets. And that's one of the things that we teach, because you bring up a great point of the misconception that people mistakenly believe that asset protection is only for the rich. Well, I would say asset protection is for those who want to become rich.
So what can we hope to gain from listening to this conversation with you today and working on the exercises you've created in the workbook?
Well, really what I hope that people are able to gain from this particular overall audio and along with the materials in the workbook is